Springfield would receive more than $25 million annually in taxes and other payments from MGM if it is successful in building the resort casino under the terms of a comprehensive development agreement announced Tuesday by Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno.
MGM has assured me that they will make this the marquee project of an urban setting in America, right here in the city of First.
The deal, called a host community agreement, also commits MGM to creating 3,000 permanent jobs and 2,000 construction jobs, and spending $50 million a year to purchase goods and services from local companies. The agreement, which Mayor Sarno and MGM officials will formally sign on Wednesday, pays the city a $1 million signing bonus. The agreement must be approved by the Springfield City Council and then by voters in a citywide referendum. City officials are hoping to hold the referendum in mid-July. If the referendum passes, MGM can apply to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission for a casino license, one of three available statewide. Sarno made an appeal Tuesday to the city's voters.
This is our moment. This is our time. I ask you, each and every one of you, for your continued support. Together, as one, we need to rally behind this game-changing economic development proposal.
Mayor Sarno chose MGM over a competing casino developer, Penn National. MGM is proposing to develop a three-block area in the south end of the city's downtown. Penn National's project was in the north end of downtown. Sarno said in addition to the money, other aspects of MGM's project stood out.
Another great component of MGM was the market rate housing that they're going to put down here. And little things that meant a lot to me. A skating rink downtown. I always wanted to have a skating rink downtown. The trolley systems going through downtown. A harken back to yesteryear with the trolley systems.
Bill Hornbuckle, the president of MGM Springfield, told reporters on a conference call that it was a great day for MGM and a great day for Springfield.
We had extensive engagement with the community. We've had over 300 stakeholder meetings. And I think our grassroots efforts, obviously, for now, have won the day. And so we're excited by that. And we look forward to moving forward as quickly as feasibly possible.
A spokesperson for Penn National in a statement said the company was disappointed, but it respected the mayor's decision. The statement said Penn had offered the city the best package it could justify from a shareholder return perspective. Mayor Sarno voiced confidence that MGM would prevail over competitors Mohegan Sun in Palmer and Hard Rock International in West Springfield if all three end up before the State Gaming Commission seeking the lone casino license for Western Massachusetts.
We'll make that case very strongly as a gateway city. We're the best place.
Mayor Sarno said MGM's proposal was endorsed unanimously by the six-member Casino Selection Advisory Committee he appointed last year. The chairman of the committee, Haskell Kennedy, a retired former Labor Department official with the state of Connecticut, praised MGM's record as an employer. He said he was struck by MGM's decision to continue to pay workers at a Gulf Coast casino after it was shut down by Hurricane Katrina.
They are an employer that everyone is going to want to work for. They have so many benefits for their employees.
MGM has committed to no fewer than 2,000 construction jobs with affirmative action goals for minorities, women, and veterans. Of the 3,000 permanent jobs, the agreement calls for no fewer than 2,200 to be full-time. 35% are to be filled by city residents, and 50% of the workforce is to be minorities and 50% women. The deal also requires MGM to schedule 12 events a year in the state-owned Springfield Convention Center and the city-owned entertainment venues, Symphony Hall, and City Stage. Jeffrey Shafrida, president of the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, praised the agreement.
The key reasons that we had for supporting the casino all seem to be baked into the host city agreement, so really pleased with it.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said MGM is planning on 33 months to build the project, which means the casino could open in Springfield in 2016.
We are going to remake downtown Springfield and make it an extremely vibrant and attractive place to come. The naysayers may doubt us, but we will do it.
Mohegan Sun recently announced it expects to complete negotiations with Palmer officials on a host community agreement this summer, with a voter referendum likely in September. Hard Rock officials have not said if they have started negotiations with officials in West Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.